The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And we're your concert BFFs. So what are you waiting for?
Grab your front row ticket and
let's talk tour.
And we're back.
We're back. Welcome to episode 4 of Let's Talk Tour. How are you feeling, Sammy?
I'm good today. I'm tired. How are you?
We're already like halfway through the season, which is kind of crazy.
I know.
More than halfway. So
that's crazy.
Time is going by so fast, but as time goes by, you're getting closer and closer to a big trip. You want to tell the audience about that?
I'm so excited. The next month, I'm basically going to be traveling a lot for my queen, Olivia Rodrigo, my twin sister, actually. I'm so excited. Like, I literally love her so much, and her shows are always so fun, and I'm getting to go with so many of my friends, and we're going to a bunch of shows, and I'm so excited, but also stressed because I need to start doing outfits.
Yeah. Of course, that's the stressor, the outfit.
The outfits are the stressor, but concert season is coming back up. Like, I was looking at my note today of what concerts I have coming up. I'm like, oh my God, it's like getting into the groove. Like, mm-hmm. We're going to be in concerts soon. So, yeah, basically my next concerts are Olivia Rodrigo for, like, the next month, and I'm so excited. How about you? I know that the other day, an exciting announcement happened.
Oh my gosh, guys. Since the last time we talked, P1 Harmony announced a tour. And you guys know that it's serious. I feel like we were literally talking about...
We literally were in our...
When P1 tour, like, we're gonna go. And oh my gosh, it was just so unexpected. Kind of expected, but also unexpected. I didn't know it was gonna be so soon. The tour is in May and June, and the tickets literally already went on sale.
Have you decided what shows you're going to do yet?
Right now, there is a Toronto date, thank God. Like, thank God. I'm so excited. And it's at the Coca-Cola Coliseum, which is...
I need to be there. I need to buy a ticket.
You will be there. Such a fierce venue. I'm just so excited for them. And obviously planning to go to Toronto, but also planning to go to the California shows. They're doing one in the Bay in Oakland, and then the last night of their tour is in LA, and it's at the Forum,
Forum is crazy.
I know you always talk about how much you like the Forum, and you're always there, and that's like one of my bucket list venues because just the vibe. It looks cool.
Is it Pit for the Forum?
No, it's Seated.
Seated? Okay, even better.
Yeah, I
Pit
heard,
for the Forum is a little bit not
I
as
heard,
good.
I heard the floor in the Forum is like not that big.
It's so small. So like, Forum is tiny.
If it's seated, then it's pretty
it's
good.
It's really good, no matter where you're sitting.
I'm so excited. It's such a big venue. They're playing such big venues this tour. Like, last tour they played theaters, and now they're playing like theaters and arenas. So it's really cool. I will be there. If you're going to be there, let me know.
Yes.
But also, if you're in Toronto and you want to tap into a K-pop group, P1 Harmony, there's still like a lot of tickets available too. So.
I know, and they're like not even expensive.
They're very inexpensive. You can get like lower bowl for like 80 Canadian dollars.
I need to make my purchase. I will be there.
Yes. So I'm very excited. I have a lot of friends flying in too. So it's just going
to
be
That's like the same. I feel like for traveling for us is so fun because all our friends get to mm-hmm. come as well. Like, I'm literally staying. I'm going to Chicago for Olivia, and I'm staying with my friend, and he's coming here and staying with me.
So for Toronto.
For Toronto. So it's like a little bit so fun.
Yeah, literally same thing with me. My best friends live in LA. So for the Toronto show, they're coming here and then staying with me. And then I'm going to LA. So it's just so fun. I think a lot of the reason why I love concerts so much is just like seeing my friends.
Exactly. Because I don't get to see them unless it's for a concert.
Yeah, exactly. So making the trips out, not even just for the concert itself, but to spend time with friends that you made through concerts. It's just like, it's everything.
It's everything.
So I'm very excited for concert season. Like, honestly, I needed a will to live, just something to look forward to.
I've been missing concerts so much, and I'm so excited. And like, so many of my actual like favorite top artists are touring this year, so I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. I do plan on going to Olivia in Toronto, so hopefully
you will be there. I'll get you there. Don't worry.
You'll drag me in. But yeah. I've been seeing a lot of Olivia's tour on TikTok.
It's so good.
It looks crazy. The set list is perfect.
And she's singing her unreleased song, Obsessed.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, me too.
I'm so excited.
Concert season is back and better than ever.
Literally better than ever.
We're up.
We're thriving.
We are up. So with Sammy having his Olivia tour trip coming up and I having my P1 Harmony trip coming up in the summer, we thought it would be a very interesting episode and conversation to have about the compare and contrast between K-pop concerts versus Western artist concerts. For me personally, I dabbled in my Western artist concerts a lot in the years before the pandemic, but since I became a K-pop stan during the pandemic, 99% of the concerts I go to are K-pop groups. Sammy does like his K-pop groups. He ults Blackpink.
Yeah, I do like K-pop. I dabble in. I listen all the time. But most of the concerts I go to are Western artists.
Yeah. So. And I think it would be a cool conversation to have just for you as the viewers also, if you're not familiar with the K-pop stan culture, as well as K-pop stans who maybe aren't familiar with the Western stan culture. So we have five topics we're going to touch on. I'm going to be representing the K-pop stan culture side.
And I will be representing the Western stan culture side.
So the first topic we have is merch. So in terms of like selection, types, demand, prices, there can be similarities and differences. I know for K-pop stans, they go crazy for the merch. Like people camp out for the merch line and it's just so insane. And a lot of the times with K-pop groups, there's a lot of show specific memorabilia. So for example, a concert that is held in Korea is going to have Korea specific merch, and then in America there's going to be like Los Angeles specific merch and New York specific merch and stuff like that. A lot of people who want to collect that type of merch end up having to get them from like resellers and stuff if they're not attending the show. I know like the resale market for K-pop merch is so crazy, which is why when I go to a K-pop concert, I look and I'm like, okay, if I want that hoodie, I need to get it now. Otherwise, I'm going to be buying it on Depop for like twice the amount. Yeah. I know specifically when I went to Lollapalooza last year for TXT, by the time I got to the merch table, like a lot of the shirts that I wanted were sold out. And so I ended up just securing like one of the ones that was left. And then I was like, oh, I'll just like get it later. And then I went on Twitter and everyone was selling it for like $100 when it was literally only $40. Oh, wow. I know New Jeans too. They had a zip up that I really wanted and it was sold out, but I saw the price on the stand with the X and it was like $80. And then I went on Depop and no one was selling it for like under $200. I'm like, you guys are cruel.
That's crazy.
But yeah, there's definitely just a high demand. So usually when I go to K-pop concerts, I just pick out which one I want because I know if I don't get it now, it's just going to be a struggle later. And there's just so many different options as well.
I know when I went to Blackpink, there were so many merch options that
it's,
we didn't.
It's just
like,
too much.
So many.
It is literally too much sometimes that I get overwhelmed looking at the stand. I'm just panting, sweating. And a lot of K-pop stan culture is photo cards. So what these companies will do is they'll sell tour hoodies, let's say. And if you buy the hoodie, you get a specific photo card set. You can only get it if you buy the hoodie. So people...
Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
So let's say you're a photo card collector and you collect all types of photo cards for a certain member and you don't want the hoodie, you're going to buy the hoodie just to get the photo card.
That's a good marketing idea.
No, exactly. They know how to do it. But sometimes, for example, for me, let's say for P1 Harmony, if there's a merch t-shirt and then it comes with a full set of photo cards, I will like divide the photo cards with like my other friends who have different biases or favorite members. How about like for Western artists concerts? Like
I mean, it's a little bit similar, I would say. In like nowadays, like a lot of artists are doing like city specific merch, like, but mostly like posters. Mm-hmm. Like Harry Styles did when he did his like little residencies where he did like a couple nights at different shows, he had like specific shirts for that city. And I know, like, it depends on the artist, to be honest, but I only know, like, people don't really camp for merch unless it's, like, Taylor Swift. Like, they camp for her merch, but because I know that war for that blue crew neck was really important for Taylor Swift, and, like, it sold out fast. But for Western artists, people don't really camp. There's just, like, tour pieces that will show up for every single date. Mm-hmm. And like you can get it whenever, and it's not like that limited. Sometimes there's like limited pieces, but usually when people do festivals, like when Billie did Lollapalooza, for instance, there was a Lollapalooza t-shirt that I wish I bought, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So now I can't get it because resellers, usually just the same type of merch every tour date, and you can just buy it.
Yeah.
And there's not that much limited quantity.
Yeah. Would you say that the selection in terms of the different types of merch for Western concerts, like, Is there a lot of different options or?
Well, usually it's just like poster, hoodie, t-shirts, mm-hmm. and like nowadays like vinyls yeah. and like a hat. Kind of like the basic stuff. Like imagine if Western artists had light sticks. Like yeah. I want Olivia Rodrigo.
She does.
She has a light stick. But I want more artists to have light sticks. I'd be like, yes, I would literally buy every single light stick.
Imagine if Drake had a light stick.
If Drake had light sticks.
It would be the CN Tower with a...
Wait, that's fierce, Drake.
Wait, that's Drake, take notes take because notes. I just gave you an idea.
But yeah, it's more like clothing-based stuff, I would say. And like prices, like for Western artists are... They're getting more expensive, I feel like. Like, it used to be, like, $40 for a t-shirt, but sometimes it could be, like, $60 to $70 for a mm-hmm. t-shirt. So it just depends on the artist and, like, the demand for that tour, but, yeah.
It's crazy, too, because it will be $60 and you look in the tag and it's Gildan.
Literally. Like, the worst quality. One of my favorite merch drops that I've ever gotten from a show was Doja Cat's recent tour. Mm-hmm. I'm literally wearing the hoodie right now as we're speaking, but I love her merch. It's such good quality and it was pretty inexpensive for what it was.
Yeah. I don't mind paying a good price if the actual clothing is good quality.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I don't think that merch is like as serious in what... A lot of people just go to the show and don't get anything either, but I know like for K-pop concerts, most people get a lot of merch.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention too, light sticks is a very in-demand thing because a lot of people, you can obviously order light sticks online at any time on the K-pop group's website, but a lot of people, you know, they wait till day of the concert to get it in the venue and they sell out so fast.
That's when I went to Blackpink, I already had a light stick, but I was like, I want the photo cards. So I bought like the new version of it just so I could get the photo cards. And I really wanted those photo cards, light stick photo cards that they were selling with the light stick.
See, that's how they get you.
They got me. But I love those photo cards, so I'm happy with it.
Well, yes.
So the next topic I feel like we could talk about is like outfits and how fans dress up and like what vibes they go for. What would you say outfits are like for K-pop concerts?
Okay, well, for starters, outfits for K-pop concerts are just a really big deal, I feel like. A lot of the culture is like everyone is dressing up. Like everyone is very together in the sense that like we're dressing up for these concerts, you know? So depending on what K-pop group it is, I feel like the fans just match either the aesthetic of the group or the concept from their recent comeback. So for example, there's a group called NCT and their whole brand is like neon green. So for the concerts, a lot of fans dress up in like neon green clothing and have like neon green accents. Or also there's times when people will recreate outfits that their K-pop idols have worn in certain music videos. And I think that's really cool because people are so accurate with it. And when you're walking around the venue, you can tell like, oh, you're dressed up like Jungkook from the Seven music video and like stuff like that. But yeah, no, it is really cool to see. And also on Twitter and TikTok, you'll see like a lot of K-pop stans like post their outfits before the concert and you can get like that vibe there. So I think it's really cool, especially for myself. I'm really into fashion, as we talked about in the last episode. So I love just dressing up and knowing that everyone else is going to match my vibe too. Like there's no such thing as overdressing at a K-pop concert because I feel like people even show up in like hot dog costumes and like banana costumes and stuff. So it's definitely a pretty normal thing in the K-pop scene. How would you say, like, Western artists? I do know, like, there is Taylor Swift who, you know, people do similar things with K-pop. Like, they recreate Taylor Swift music video outfits and stuff
like
that.
Or, like, the eras.
Eras, of course. But how about for other concerts you go to, like, I don't know, like, Wallows or something like that? Like,
I feel like everyone's just on the similar vibe, you know? Like, unless it's, like, a concert where there's, like, a specific color, but like Wallows didn't really have a color. I guess they did. It was like yellow, but like people just went for like summer outfits because Wallows is very like summer and Wallows. So like everyone was pretty like they were just matching the vibe to the music more than have like a specific theme.
Mm-hmm.
But like for like Billy, for instance, Billy was my favorite to dress up for because I feel like my style is very similar to Billy's. So like people just kind of dress to the vibe of the artist, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like for like SZA example, like everyone's kind of like dressed the same vibe that like SZA's music is or like how SZA dresses, kind of like that kind of thing. And I feel like that's how it is for most Western artists. Is like if there's a specific vibe that the artist gives, people like go off of that and mm-hmm. that's like what they wear.
That's true. Even like more like laid back kind of artist. It's like people just dress in their comfy clothes, that kind of thing.
Pretty much. But I love dressing up for my shows. Like, it's very serious to me as well. Like, I just love it.
Yeah. So our next topic is show day. So what does a day look like when you're going to a K-pop show versus a Western show in terms of if it's like a seated venue type thing where you're not lining up early for general admission? So I know for K-pop concerts, it's honestly like an all-day event. I always see this meme on TikTok and it's like, oh, when the doors don't open till 5 p.m. and it's like me at 9 a.m. and they're like fully glammed up in their outfits, ready to go. That's exactly like how me and my friends are for K-pop concerts, just because there's a lot of events and like fan-made activities that go on outside of the venue. So an example that is a big thing in K-pop fan culture is called RPD, which stands for Random Play Dance. And it's basically
that's
like
my dream. I want to go to one so bad. I don't even know half the dances, but I just want to watch.
It's so fun to watch, genuinely. I'm a dancer, but I'm kind of like shy to go into the circle. Basically, the concept is someone brings a speaker outside the venue and then they like make a really big space, like everyone kind of crowds in a big circle and they all stand at the edges. And then usually someone beforehand edits kind of like little 30-second snippets of really popular K-pop songs. And it's not all from the group that the concert is of. It can be like BTS, Blackpink. It can even be smaller artists as well. And they'll just like play little 30-second clips. And it's like, if you know the choreography, you run into the circle and then you do it. And it's really cool because so many people memorize so much of K-pop choreography that it looks so cool, like a it's almost like a flash mob kind of thing. So it's like really cool
that's
to see.
That's like the best. That's literally I want to watch one. Like that's I don't even want to go in it. I just want to watch it because like it looks. I literally go on YouTube and I watch the videos. I'm like, it looks so fun.
And it's so nice because everyone's like hyping each other up and it's just so cool. Like sometimes there's even songs that play where like only one or two people know it and then they're just in the circle and we're all just like hyping them up. So it is really cool and it's nice that it's all like fan made and stuff. So I think that's like really cool about K-pop concerts. It's almost like a full day event. Everyone's getting hyped up right up until the doors open. There's also something called freebies and it's honestly comparable to Taylor Swift with the friendship bracelets. A lot of K-pop fans, they make freebies, so they'll print out little like photos of the artists, of the K-pop idols, and they'll like hand it out to people like around the venue and they'll ask you like, who's your bias, like who's your favorite member, and if you say like, oh, like Lisa, then they'll like, if I have like a Lisa printed like photo, I'd like give it to you.
Yeah, so that's literally like, I remember at Blackpink, like everyone was giving me stuff. I was like, for free? Like, like they were like, they're just handing it out to me. I was like, oh, like, thank you. And I have like so many like Lisa photos just from that concert.
Yeah, and it's even like there's printed photos, but also some people go like, they make bracelets.
Goodie bags.
Like,
I got goodie bags.
Goodie bags, candy, keychains. Someone made me like a phone charm that said like Teo on it. And I was like, wait, do I need to pay you? Like, they're just making it for free. I think that's like so sweet. And like, I don't know, just the vibes are just everything. And it's kind of nice to just like kind of feel out the crowd before we get into the venue. Like, I always know if I'm meeting a lot of cool people outside the venue, I know it's going to be like a really good show, really good night. So yeah, that's definitely like how my day goes with K-pop concerts. What about you?
I wish. I don't think Western artist concerts aren't usually like that. I feel like people just show up near doors, or like if they're going to line up, they're going to line up. Except for like Taylor Swift Eras Tour, I feel like that's like the most like
community
tour I've been to in a while, where like obviously people went to trade like friendship bracelets really early. I remember I made so many bracelets for that show and we were all trading or whatever. But usually for Western artists, it's just kind of like show up at doors. It's not like as fun. Like, I need to go to more K-pop concerts just to get like the freebies and like, just trade with people. Like, that seems so much fun. Like, we need to get on that, Western artist stands. We need to get on that. Let's start making concerts an all-day event.
I was thinking like, because also K-pop groups, like we have these things called slogans, and it's basically like a fabric banner that will say like your bias's name in like Korean or even just like English. So like I would have a banner that says like Teo on it, and then it'd be like a photo of him, and it's like a fabric thing. It's like really sick. And what's it called, like imagine if Shawn Mendes had that. Like imagine me bringing a photo of Shawn Mendes like with a heart.
Aww, we should. Let's bring it. Let's Shawn Mendes tour, watch out.
Exactly.
I usually go to shows early just because a lot of my friends go to the show, so we like go and hang out before the show, and like people go early for like merch and stuff. But it's not like an all-day event. Like, people go like an hour or two before the doors open usually, but that's kind of it. So the last topic that we should talk about is like the crowd vibe when it goes to a show.
Right.
How is like the crowd energy usually at a K-pop show?
Honestly, I know I just keep saying, oh, K-pop fans are crazy, but I mean that in like the most positive way possible. I think it's so cool how like everyone just knows every single word to every single song, especially for K-pop, because, you know, it's in a different language. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so cool, like, just seeing how, you know, how dedicated the fans are over here in like North America. And K-pop has these things called fan chants, where for specific songs, there's set things where it's like, oh, like, you sing along with them here, you scream here. And it's like really cool because people memorize them and then we can like do it at the concerts and the artists are like so surprised when we like memorize it and stuff. And there's also the light sticks that we were talking about. Some groups, like bigger groups like BTS and TXT and stuff like that, they coordinate the light sticks to the timing of the show. So it is like so cool. I think at Blackpink they had that too.
Yeah.
It would like all...
It was so fun.
It would be like all coordinated depending on the song. It's so pretty too for just like the aesthetic and for the pictures and stuff. Also, another thing that's cool about K-pop concerts is before the show, they'll play like music videos like of the artists, which is cool because I know like Western artists, you're probably going to touch on this, but like for Western artists, they don't usually play their own music before the show. But K-pop, it's like they play their own music before the show.
They said hype.
Main event, me, myself, and I.
Yeah, literally.
Oh yeah, that's another thing too. Like K-pop concerts don't usually have openers.
Yeah.
So it's genuinely like everyone's there for them. And I think it's so cool. But yeah, like once the show starts, I feel like the energy is just like up, 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 and it keeps going. And definitely with both types of artists, they feed off of the crowd energy. I feel like the K-pop fans don't come to play. They know that they came all the way from Korea just to be here, and these opportunities don't come as often because obviously these are like idols from Korea. So we definitely don't take it for granted. And that's what I like the most about the crowd and energy vibe of K-pop concerts in North America. So how would you describe the energy for Western artist concerts?
I feel like it's a little bit like different. I feel like for the genre of like music that I go to for Western artists, everyone likes those similar artists, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to a Sabrina Carpenter concert, most likely most people are gonna like Gracie Abrams. So they're gonna
right.
She has like a pre-show playlist. People have like pre-show playlists and they play like songs that they know that their fan base would like, and like everyone is getting hyped. And I love a pre-show playlist, especially when it's good. I remember I went to one like Phineas concert and he was playing like animal sounds and like grass music, and he was random things. Uh-huh. I was like, what is going on? I like a pre-show playlist, especially like for like Sabrina before she goes on stage. It's All Too Well comes on, and it's
right.
The 10-minute version, everyone gets like hype because they know like that's when she's about to come on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists do that actually. They have like a song that comes on before they come on, and like everyone's getting hype because that's the song that plays before they go on. Compared to like K-pop artists, Western artists are very like, there's so many opportunities to like talk to the audience and like like giving people the mic or like bringing people on stage. I feel like a lot of Western artists are really good at doing that and like really engage with the audience. I feel like for Western artists, it depends on where you are at the show, where everyone has all the energy. Like, if you're at the Barricade or in the first couple rows, everyone knows every word to every song because they're very dedicated, versus, like, people in the back, they might be, like, more casual listeners, which is, I feel like, is different from K-pop because, like, when I went to Blackpink, everyone knew every word to every single song.
Right.
Versus, like, if I go to, like, the back of a pit of another Western artist show, like, not that many people would know as many songs as the people at the front.
Honestly, after this episode, I realized there's a lot of, like, similarities, but also a lot of differences in just the overall vibe. And it is really interesting depending on the fandom and, like, the stan culture and stuff. There's a lot of different approaches when it comes to live events and, like, how everyone goes about it. So I think it's really cool. Definitely, I would say, like, attend a K-pop concert, even if you're just a casual listener of like a K-pop group. It is really cool to experience.
It's very community based.
It is. And it's very cool to experience like the culture. Because even for me, like I'm not a diehard Swiftie, but I do love her music. And I honestly find her fandom very fascinating and how it is very communal. And there are similarities with K-pop too.
I love like that it's very community based because it makes you like, it's just like more fun, I feel like.
Exactly. That's what concerts are about. It's like feeling comfortable, like, you know, like watching the artist, but also just like the overall vibe and stuff.
I
so
agree.
Definitely, you can definitely get a lot of that going to Western Artist Concert and a K-pop concert. And I think that's what we have concluded from today. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And until next time, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And this has been
Let's Talk Tour.